Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Scott Mills.
BBC. Radio
1. First text of the day comes in from Phil in Middlesbrough. Not of the day, obviously. I mean, on my show. He says, bit of an emotional start. Could you stop it, please? Yeah, sorry, Phil. I don't know really what happened there. Like, I do admit the start of the show was a little bit late night love, wasn't it? With Plan B and then Taylor Swift and mine. Sorry if you're feeling a bit emo. Late night love. Taking your requests. I never understand those shows. Taking requests and dedications and special messages for you to get to a loved one tonight. Pam says, Stephen, she loves you always and wants to be with you for the rest of her life. Just tell her yourself.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hey, James in Cirencester is freezing his nips off because his car's broken down. Sorry to hear that. They're not actually, like, falling off, as far as I'm aware. I don't know that. Just text me back if they have fallen off. If not, then I'll assume they haven't. That was Usher and more on BBC Radio 1. Hello, it's Scott. It's 4:10. Avicii, My Feelings For You is the next song we'll play. Now, Tom has been on. Tom from Edinburgh. And he's written his text all in capitals, which means that means it's very important and he's a bit stressed. He says, Scott, apologies if you've covered this, but when does this year's transfer window close? Tom, Edinburgh, PS, high five. Fives to you as well. Now, I've tried to call Tom back at various points through this afternoon, but he's not onto his phone, so I don't obviously think he wants to come on and reveal his identity on air because he's obviously thinking of dumping his partner.
That's good that you've kept him anonymous then.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Becky. Now, we've talked about this before. This is the transfer window when it's okay to dump someone over Christmas and New Year, because as December the 25th gets nearer, it becomes more and more harsh to just cruelly get rid of someone because it's the festive season. You don't want to do that. Mm. And then there is a date which will be, you know, quite soon in the new year when it's safe to, you know, get rid of them again. But the transfer window, I'm saying, for dumping someone is this Friday. I'm making the rules up, so don't challenge me. So this Friday, what date is that?
Let's have a look.
Get your calendar out. The 10th, okay? So it's fine to dump someone up until the 10th. After the 10th, that is not allowed. The transfer window will close.
You've left it quite late this year, I think, because last year, didn't we keep it... Close it earlier so people had a chance to find someone else at the Christmas party.
Oh, yeah.
Because now you've left it quite late, so...
It's late now, but it's fine. And then, obviously, you'll get presents, they'll get presents, everyone's a winner. And then I am saying January the 10th is fine to you know, dump them. The 10th, all right? So what's the date on Friday again?
The 10th.
The 10th to the 10th. That's the window this year, right?
That's a month. I don't think we've had to wait that long before.
I just think it's fair... people exempt from the transfer window are everyone called Keely, Chantel and Nikki. That's spelt with two K's and an I, because they will find someone straight away after you've dumped them anyway. So they don't count. That's it. The 10th to the 10th. Hope I've answered your question, Tom in Edinburgh. Sal, I couldn't speak to you on the phone in person.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dave's been on, saying, what's the rule on loans and free agents outside of the transfer window? Dave, I don't know what you're talking about, seriously. Is that football talk? You might as well be talking Arabic or something to me. Tune in to 5 Live. Hello? Is that Dan?
Hello, Scott, it's Dan.
Oh, Dan, what's going on?
Not a lot, really.
Oh, OK, what are you saying?
My brother's ex-girlfriend dumped him on Christmas morning after they opened their present.
No!
Yeah.
That is so harsh. What, so yeah. It was like, yeah, oh, look at the lovely presents we both got each other. By the way, it's not working out.
Yeah, he just kind of came home on Christmas morning and was like, she dumped me.
Really not adhering to the transfer window there in any way. That's awful.
Yeah, a little bit.
Harsh.
Did she get anything nice?
I don't know. It was a couple of years ago now.
Mm. Oh, I hope he hadn't spent much on her.
I don't think he had.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe that's why she dumped him. Maybe she saw it and was like, oh, God, no.
She obviously doesn't listen to this show, though, because, like, she would have known the rules and she obviously didn't know. All right, give me a high five, please. Long one, nice. Back to you. Love you, bye. Lara!
Hello, Scott.
What are you saying?
It's my birthday on January the 10th.
Oh, brilliant.
So what about if I get a boyfriend... Does that mean that I will not have one by January the 10th?
When are you planning on getting a boyfriend? In the next couple of days?
I don't know.
Have you, like, it sounds to me like there's someone in mind here.
No, not really.
Yeah, there is. You just started by going, potentially, not really.
No, I didn't.
You did.
No.
What's his name?
No one isn't.
Is he nice?
You're making me blush.
Right, okay. You have to tell me his name, but obviously there is somebody. So let's say that you get with him between now and Christmas.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. But you don't want to be dumped on your birthday.
Yeah, that was not the best birthday present.
Not the best. You won't be, though. It's fine. It'll be too new.
It'll be too fresh, will it?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right?
Brilliant.
Just remember to stick to the rules. It's the 10th to the 10th. That's when the window opens and closes. All right?
Can I jump him on the 10th?
If you really want. Well, after you've got your presents. Wait till you've got your presents first.
Wait till you get your presents, but you've got to do it after the 10th.
Okay, that's
all right?
Fine.
Stick to the rules.
Brilliant. Will do.
Give me a 5. Love you. Radio 1 Podcasts. Oh, my friend Chris has been on saying, with such a long transfer window, is it okay to meet someone at the Christmas party, then dump them before the window reopens? This is making my head fizz now. Just stick to the rules, 10th to the 10th.
But if you meet someone at the Christmas party, that means that you've got to stay with them until January the 10th, which is quite a long commitment for some people.
And that means you've got to get them a present, it gets expensive. It's up to you, do what you want.
I think you can be exempt if you meet the person at a Christmas party, but if you're already going out with them, then stick to the rules before.
Hello!
Hi, Scott.
Who's this?
It's Nia.
Where are you?
In London.
How can I help?
Right, you did the girl exemptions, but you didn't do the blokes.
Oh, what, to the rules?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl ones are Keely, Chantel and Nikki with 2 Ks and an I, because they'll get someone, straight away, so don't worry about dumping them. They are exempt from the window. What are the boy ones?
The boys are Jack, Charlie and Jay.
Personal experience?
No, just obvious.
Okay, so Jack, Charlie and Jay.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for your help.
All right.
Give me a 5. Getting quicker, aren't we? Right, let's do Who's That Tweeting. Before we do this, I just need to work out what we're going to do about the Scott Mills points, because it's all gone out of control. When Sarah Cox was on a couple of weeks ago, she was handing them out willy and indeed nilly, and she was giving a million away. I don't know what to do about this. Maths has never been my strong point.
I like the way you just looked at me and went, well, what are you going to do about it?
What can we do now?
And
she's handed them out.
What are you going to do about it?
Right.
They're your points.
Okay, I think I've said this before. If you've already got these points, I can't take them away from you. I'm not going to start again. But just from now on, we'll just accrue them in a good way and nicely, okay? In a sensible way. Because it annoyed me that she was just on giving them out 1,000 at a time. Stupid. Kind of takes the value of them away somewhat.
Are you going to be charging her for the pestle and mortars and stuff, the spice racks?
I'm going to be making spice racks all over the Christmas period. Anyway, I'm going to give you, on this quiz, 5 Scott Mills points if you get one right. Okay, so it's celebrity tweets. If you're on Twitter, you probably follow a few celebs. My favourites at the moment are Angelica Bell and Anthony Costa off of Blue is good at the moment.
Is he on there? I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Just tweets about how cold it is and stuff. All right, so I've got a few celebrity tweets here. Becky can play. You can play along at home or on the way home from work, or maybe you're still at work. Let me know how you do, how many points you get. 5 Scott Mills points for everyone you get correct. Which celebrity tweeted this?
A dream come true. Oprah wore Victoria Beckham. She looked beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Amazing. Mwah.
That's Ian there, the voice of the tweets.
Hello, I'm Ian, voice of the tweets. But who's tweeting this week?
So who said that about Victoria Beckham and Oprah wearing one of her dresses?
I think the only... Is it wrong for me to say that I think the only person that would care is actual Victoria Beckham? Can I say that?
No, because then she's saying Victoria Beckham in the third person. That's weird. Is that your answer?
Yeah, because I don't think anyone else would be bothered and or no.
Victoria Beckham.
No!
Yes!
Oh, my God.
5 for me.
Just put one of my dresses, not Victoria Beckham dresses. Next, who's this?
Maybe I could be the face of constipation.
Who said that?
Sean Kingston. Who do you think it is?
Probably maybe someone that was just in the I'm a Celebrity Jungle, because they were all blacked up, weren't they?
Oh, what, like Gillian?
Gillian McKeith, I'm saying.
Yeah. I'm going to stick with Sean. Have you heard his Christmas record?
Who?
Sean Kingston.
No.
It's a classic.
Who's he on with?
I just think he just does it on himself, by himself.
Is it something we would play on Radio 1?
I don't know. No. We can try.
Yeah. The answer to that one was...
Alan Carr.
Ah.
Oh.
Ew. Next. Who said this?
It's party month. Yee-haw! Ma-ma-ma-ma-ma! Kiss, kiss, kiss. Where can I get some good slash bad Christmas dealy boppers? Inside knowledge, anyone?
Amanda Holden is my guess.
She looks like a wearer of dealy boppers.
Yeah, she does. Only certain type of people wear them, don't they?
But she would wear them. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Let me know what you think, listeners. The person that said that was...
Carol Vorderman.
Oh, yeah, she looks more like one as well, actually.
Does she?
Mm-hmm. Back in the day, she would have worn them a lot.
I hope she found some.
Next.
I always, always forget my bag for life. There must be 50 in our house. Grr.
Hmm. Who goes to the supermarket but forgets their bag for life? It's easily done.
Oh.
You know what it's like? Oh, I've forgotten my bag for flipping life.
Kate Garraway. Off Daybreak.
James Corden.
Same. Oh. Do I get half a point for that?
No, how are they the same in any way? not at all. Next! What celebrity tweeted this nonsense?
At Piers Morgan, you bit late on this one, mate. You have to be on the ball on Twitter to gain respect for new joking quips I posted this 23 min ago.
Well, someone quite straight.
Not necessarily. They're just... struggling to keep it within 140 characters.
Oh, I don't know. Who do you think?
It sounds like it's someone that might know Piers Morgan. I think Amanda Holden again.
Amanda, yeah.
They're quite tight.
Louis Walsh.
Lord Alan Sugar.
Oh. Get him.
I love the thought of Lord Alan tweeting, or Lord Sugar, or whatever. We called him Sir Alan, didn't we? But now we've got to call him Lord Sugar.
Lord Sugar.
I love the fact that he's tweeting Piers Morgan to have a go at him about his rubbish jokes.
I just said that.
Next. Don't know what's going on with the weather. It's got really cold again, like it did last winter. What's the deal with that? Crazy, huh?
Danny Minogue.
Sounds like an Anthony Costa one to me. He's always tweeting about the weather.
I'm thinking Danny Minogue weather.
Jimmy Carr.
No. Are you keeping score here? Because I'm not.
I've only got 5 so far. How many have you got?
None.
Are you allowed to get your own points?
Yeah, if I say so. Next.
I smelt at Justin Bieber's hair. It was like a vanilla meadow made from Lego. I'd eat my dinner off it.
So who would eat their dinner off Justin Bieber's hair?
I know this one. It's either Katy Perry or Russell Brand. One of them said it and the other one put it out there again.
Russell Brand!
There we are. Get yourself some 5 points there. Next.
I am just on the way to the dentist's. Ouch.
Oh, I think I saw this one.
Scott Mills.
Ha ha ha.
You meant that. That
these
was the evil laugh.
These don't need any work doing to them, these babies. Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Duncan Bannatyne, off of Dragon's Den.
How am I the same as Duncan Bannatyne?
Have you seen the background of his Twitter page? He's looking lovely. He's very tanned.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Okay. No points. Next.
Chris Moyles.
Hey? Oh, no, I've given away the answer to the next one. Right, who said this?
So today, I'm attempting to make bread. Currently, it looks like this. I'm assured it will work. Results later.
Who said that?
Chris Moyles.
Yes. Congratulations. Give yourself 5 points.
Easy 5 for everyone.
Next.
So, being sick is the worst, but you can't call the school nurse and go home and watch SpongeBob. I gotta stick it out.
Who put that rubbish on Twitter? Sometimes you've got to think before you put it, you know?
No idea.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
So, being sick is the worst, but you can't call the school nurse and go home and watch SpongeBob. I gotta stick it out.
Fern Cotton.
Justin Bieber.
Aw. Next.
Snow, ice and grit. Oh, winter in London.
Anthony Costa.
Danny Minogue.
Oh, it's a Danny cast. She's back on them again after we mentioned them a few times. She stopped doing them for a bit. Two more. Who said this?
Oh, God, I'm watching last week's Four in a Bed. Cringe! I hate confrontation.
I know that one.
Is it you?
Yep.
I thought you might bluff or something.
Say
okay,
me.
Okay, good, yeah. You.
Scott Mills.
Yes. It's a good show, that Four in a Bed. Used to be called Three in a Bed, then they made it four. Don't watch it when it's actually on, because it's on the same time as this show, and that would be wrong of you. But it's good. Like, it's the B&B one. Have you seen that? It's like B&B Come Dine With Me, where they all go around to each other's B&B. It went off on last week's one. It's brilliant. Last one.
Simon's parting is next level tonight. Has a vole rode a mini ride on mower through the centre of his hair?
Oh, I saw this one. Who said
whoever
that?
Whoever it is comedy genius.
I know who it is.
Who is it?
Oh, you say first.
Louis.
Sarah Cox. Who are you saying?
Louis Walsh.
Sarah Cox.
Yes! I knew I'd seen that one. How many did you get?
20. How many did you get?
I think I got like 10. Rubbish. Let us know how you did. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills and this is Nick Grimshaw.
Hi.
Now, are you feeling all right there, love?
Yeah, I feel a little bit better now I've come into this room.
Maybe it was the plain white teas that did it.
I think it was. They cured me. They usually do.
Yeah. Now, you had a big announcement on your show last night.
Yes, we did.
For anyone that didn't hear it, can you re-announce it for
us? Yeah, I can repeat myself.
Let's do it.
The Festive Festival happened last year for the first time at Maida Vale, and we picked some of our favourite acts that we thought were going to be big in 2010. We had Plan B, Marina,
and some
other
others.
People. And this year, we have another Festive Festival. It's going to be happening on the 20th of December from Maida Vale, myself and Zane. And it's a great lineup. Do you want to hear who's playing?
Yes.
We have James Blake.
Yeah.
We have The Vaccines.
Yep.
Wretch 3-2. Yuck.
Yuck are good.
Yeah. Mm. Adele.
Do you know why Yuck are good?
Why?
Because their video is a woman washing a dog.
Yeah.
It's really
great.
Good.
I just watched that before, actually. Adele, Katie B and Bullet For My Valentine are going to be headlining.
Very good.
Yeah.
And last year, 2 out of a possible 7 were massive.
The XX, Mumford and Sons.
There's another. Oh, right, the C.
Yeah, we basically smashed it.
Yeah, so like...
I think Adele might be big next year.
I think she might, actually, yeah.
I think
so,
she's good.
Like all those names from last year, everyone knows their names now. Yeah. So tell us the lineup again.
James Blake, The Vaccines, Wretch 3-2, Yuck, Adele, Katie B and Bullet For My Valentine.
Yeah, I think Adele and Bullet will be big.
I think they might cross over, yeah. I don't know about Bullet.
Now, when is it happening?
20th of December, Maida Vale, myself and Zane. You can come if you want.
Can I?
Yeah.
Can Becky come?
Yeah, you can come as well, Becky.
Oh, amazing. We'd like that.
Yeah, it'd be really good.
Yeah, okay, let's have a drink.
Apparently there's going to be mince pies and merriment as well.
Is there?
Can you imagine?
is there a buffet?
There's a meat raffle.
Oh, I love that.
You can you do if you want to host the meat raffle.
Can I?
You can. You can be the glamorous assistant, Becky.
Honestly, because I've always...
You can wear a meat dress.
I'm obsessed with meat
I'll
raffle.
Make you a meat dress.
Yeah, you can wear a meat dress.
Yeah, like Gaga. Will you?
Yeah? Like a really cheap meat dress.
Cheap meat?
Yeah, we'd like her
make
hers
it out
was...
like bear's faces. That kind of meat.
No, hers was like expensive
like a
steak.
Beret.
No, we'll just get all the offcuts for you.
Yeah, a bit of offal.
Yeah. An offal dress. Okay, all the details I presume are online.
Yes, they are.
bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's this year's Festive Festival. Brilliant lineup, and it's gonna be good because there's a meat raffle.
Mm-hmm. That's the main reason.
you like dogs, don't you?
I love dogs, yeah.
You're one of
I was
weird...
in bed with a beagle this morning.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You're one of those weird people that knows just by looking at a dog exactly what it is.
Every breed.
Every breed?
Every breed. I can sometimes even do a crossbreed.
Can you?
I could tell you what its parents
How do
were.
You have this knowledge?
Because when I was a child, I was freakishly obsessed with different things. First cars, then dogs, like no hobbies, but we used to study this dog book, which was really cool when I was 13.
And that's how you know it? And it stayed with you?
Stayed with me, yeah. The only thing that has, actually, is my only knowledge.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like Comedy Dave with postcodes and with dialing codes. He knows all of them.
He knows all postcodes.
And service stations.
Wow.
He knows every service station that you
get. It's almost as cool as the dogs.
Right, so you love dogs and you love Christmas. Uh-huh. You love Christmas. So, now, Nigel, who is in the Radio 1 music team upstairs, what he's been doing is going through various Christmas albums just to see if they're good enough to play on Radio 1 and, like, you know, getting selected tracks off them. And one of the ones he found, he's not sure whether we can play it or not, so I'm going to run it past you now. I'm not looking for the breed of dog. I'm just looking for what if you can identify what the tracks are, because I can't tell what some of these Christmas tracks are that these dogs have woofed.
I love dogs' Christmas albums.
Have you got any?
I bought one once.
You have as well?
It was like the dog stage. I was like 14 and off the rails.
You probably know all these then.
Okay, cool. Okay, I probably got it.
All right, so here's your first dog Christmas track. This is by the Guide Dog Glee Club.
It's like they're dying.
They're not.
Sounds like sort of Benji B show.
I'm not sure on this one.
And it's a Christmas song.
Yeah.
Is there a cow on backing vocals?
I think a cow may have slipped in there.
No? Oh, no idea.
That was Santa Claus is coming to town.
No, it wasn't.
Listen again. It really isn't.
It's
is
really
it?
Not. It's okay, just like Batsy
here's, dogs. Here's the next one.
Is that not the same?
I think this is well easy.
Is it Away in a Manger?
Guess again.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Yes.
I got it, yeah.
Yes, Nick Grimshaw. It's actually called We Woof You a Merry Christmas. Oh, cool. You can have that one.
Of course it is.
What's this? Dogs all over the UK are going mental to this now. Yeah. Can you imagine?
I know it. I don't know what it's called.
Silent Night.
Silent Night. Yeah. There we go. It's a classic.
And now by the Guide Dog Glee Club.
One more.
Oh, this is easy.
This one's quite good, isn't it? Walking in a winter wolf land.
That's it.
The golden.
Oh, you did it right there. But what was the breed?
I think they were a Japanese sheep.
You weirdo. Thanks for coming to see us.
No worries. Thank you. I love that game. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcast. Podcast. Emma.
Hey.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. I believe I got an apology to make about your dogs.
You do indeed. She was barking her head off.
Oh, whereabouts are you?
Let's go.
Okay. Which one in particular was it that set her off?
It was Silent Night, I think.
Okay. Can we try it again now? I bet nothing will happen.
Okay, try.
Okay, let's go. Silence. Anything at all?
She's sniffing the phone, that's about it.
Let's try another one. What's she doing now?
She's looking really kind of confused, but it's not happening.
No. That would be confusing, though, if you just heard this down on the radio.
That's true.
What the hell's going on? I wish I could sing like that. Give me a high five, Emma.
Hey.
Press 5 on your phone. Press the number 5. Hello? Hello? Okay, good. Podcast. I'm a bit obsessed with the tram crash in Coronation Street, I have to say. I've watched it probably about 30 times now on YouTube. Obviously, I watched it on the telly last night. But wow, what amazing special effects. It was, it looked expensive. I mean, everyone I saw on Facebook earlier was slagging it off and going, oh, it looked really cheap. But it's never going to look like a Hollywood movie, is it, you know? Because they cost millions and millions and millions of dollars. I think they actually did it quite well. Apart from when the tram was, like, swaying from side to side, that wouldn't actually happen in real life, would it? I don't know. Anyway, another thing I've become slightly obsessed with is, did anyone see the Coronation Street special of Come Dine With Me? If you didn't, I suggest you get it on 4OD, watch it again, because something quite special. Four people who haven't been in Coronation Street for a while, but the one that we're mostly focusing on is the bloke who used to play Who? Reg Holdsworth. Some of you probably will know who he is. A lot of people, you would have never seen him before in your life. His name, his actual name, is Ken Morley. And he was cooking up a dish at the beginning of Come Dine With Me last night, which is exactly the same kind of thing that I would cook if I went on there.
Ken combines two spoonfuls of ready-made curry sauce with onions, tomatoes and chicken. The final ingredient, ketchup!
That's right, ready-made curry sauce and then just bung some ketchup on the top. It looked minging. And then he spent the rest of the episode just being a proper perv.
There's nothing better than sitting to a beautiful woman.
Oh, no, bless you.
You look 10 times better in the flesh than you do on the telly.
Oh, Ken.
So, and you've lost weight as well. Really slim.
Oh, she's like 30 years younger than you. That was him perving over Tupele, who left Coronation Street about 6 months ago. I think she was Kelly. And he was even perving over the woman that used to play Bette, who, back in the day, Julie Goodyear.
Ken is, he's very, very naughty. You know, he's like a naughty schoolboy, really.
She was secretly loving it.
Your voice sounds a bit...
oh, it's terrible. Tonight.
It's embarrassing when you've got a voice like this.
Mm. I like it. It is. There's an advantage to mute women.
Yes, he actually said there's an advantage to mute women. Then here he is, perving again.
She was like my second mum at work. She took me under her wing, she looked after me, and I don't think she's changed one iota.
Is there any chance of you taking me under your wing?
No, for the love of God,
no, there's none.
Enough.
Enough. But telling him off is the worst thing you can do.
I was not going to let Ken lower the tone. Sorry, I told him off a little bit, but I think he'll get over it. I think he quite liked it.
Firm to Kenny is a turn-on. An immediate turn-on.
The thing is, he will now be the new bloke that all reality TV producers go to for We Need Loony Old Man. Because that's what... He will be on all those shows now. Here's Julie again.
People underestimate what an intelligent man you are, in my opinion.
So he's quite brainy, and then he goes and does this.
Does anybody like a coffee?
Did you break wind again?
No.
Oh,
dear God.
Yeah, watch it, please. Amanda says, I was pretty grossed out by him last night, but they should bring Reg back. Ken Morley is a legend. Proper funny, see? That's a boy saying that, Chris, who obviously enjoyed the fart. And loads of people saying they were grossed out about it, basically. Have a look at Channel 4 on their... What is it? A 4OD, it's called, isn't it? And it's the Coronation Street Come Dine With Me, which was last night. He is the kind of highlight of the show for all the wrong reasons.
Is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
You know Chris Smith, who reads our news sometimes? He was on yesterday instead of Tulip. He tweeted something earlier, I saw it, and I thought, He put, I'd love to go to a carol service where they did the first verse of Silent Night, and then they went, dirty bit, and they hit some proper beats. I wonder what that would sound like. Children.
Dirty bit.
Black Eyed Peas will try and murder anything now, won't they?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Becky's got a new favourite TV show and I'm really not convinced. Go. Why? Shoot.
No, the reason you're not convinced before I say anything is you get into things like 10 years too late. You're only just getting through your friend's box set.
It's a very popular show, I'm aware of that, and I know a lot of our listeners will like it.
I only watched it for the first time last night on the recommendation from Hugh Stevens, and the show is Miranda. And I think it's now brilliant.
I don't even know why I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
Because Hugh said it's amazing, and I was like, yeah, yeah, whatever.
Right, I'm willing to be proved wrong here, but I thought it was really middle class, like old ladies that watched that.
No, it's funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a clip. Let's see if it's funny.
And the laugh this season is based on the song Poker Face by Lady Gaga. Can't read my poker face.
Is that the best bit of the show that you saw?
No, that's a clip from that Hugh plays. But, okay. No, it's funny. It's right. Really funny. And I sat there, and you know when someone tells you something's really good, and you're like, I'm not going to laugh, I'm not going to laugh, I'm not going to laugh.
But
and I did sit there going, I'm not going to find this funny. And I was laughing out loud.
Did you lol?
Yeah, at least four times.
Whoa, okay, I need to maybe get into this. I know I'm late, but I'm late on everything, don't I?
But please back me up. If you watch it, it's not just old people that watch it.
Okay. I know it's a massive hit on BBC Two, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you watch it and you're not a posh middle-aged woman, then please do get in touch.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Right, you are so right on this, Becky.
Yes!
I'm so going to have to get into this.
Thank you so much if you text in, that's amazing.
Yeah, so many people. I love Miranda, I'm 16. A girl and about as posh as baked beans. That's Catherine in Essex. I'm 14, I'm obsessed with Justin Bieber and absolutely love Miranda. It's the highlight of my Monday evening. Miranda is like OMG totes amazing. That's from Sam. Thank you. Hello, is this Matt?
Yep.
All right, Matt, how old are you, please?
I'm 18.
Are you posh?
No, I am not.
Have you got horses?
No.
Where do you live?
Swindon.
Oh, okay, yeah, you're not posh. And why do you love it so much?
Because it actually makes me laugh out loud.
Yes, it's a proper lol.
Is it?
Yes, it is a proper laugh.
Every week?
Every week, without
right.
a doubt.
I'm so missing out on this. Okay, right, everyone's convinced me, it's all fine. Monday nights will all be about Miranda for me from now on. Is it still on?
Yeah, and what's amazing is, because you haven't watched it before, you've got all the ones on iPlayer to watch.
Aren't there hundreds?
Yeah, well, that was the first series, but there's like four of this series that you've already missed, so
okay.
You need to get into it.
All right, thank you, Matt. I'll take
thank
your word
you.
For it. Okay, give me a high five!
High five!
Now press five. Oh, that was such an anticlimax.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Hi, Alex.
Hello!
What's going on? What's going on?
I'm stuck in a traffic jam on the M4.
Yeah.
No, it's hideous. We've been in it for about an hour.
There's so many people in bad traffic tonight, especially in Scotland again.
The lorry's crashed.
Right. And there's you go on.
No, I just had to pee in a cup as
yeah.
well.
The shame... The shame of it.
I think I've been scarred for life.
When you got to go?
Yeah, no, exactly. I mean, there's not a loo on the motorway, so I've just had to go in a cup, put up all these scarves on all the windows.
And we've
just
been
to, me and my friend Jess have just been to this mistletoe auction.
Non-posh people can't understand what she's saying.
Oh, it's just full of all these wreaths and mistletoes. Luckily, no one could see in the back.
Posh. Yeah, that's awful.
That's hideous. Awful.
Awful.
So do you keep one in the... Because someone I know used to keep an ice cream container in the back just in case.
No, it's actually in a Starbucks mug that I piped.
Oh, good shot.
Nice detail. Thanks.
Well, it's all right. It's fine. Loads of people will be doing the same thing all over the country because, like, you know, sometimes when the traffic's that bad, you can't hold it in no more.
No, I couldn't, clearly.
No. Do you want to give me a high five on your phone?
Okay.
Go on.
I hope she's washed her hands.
So do I.
Have you... Five.
Five. It's five, that one.
Give the phone a high five.
See, it's gone to posh noise again. I love you, bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.